The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
People would have seen other commentary throughout the day and yesterday, indeed since Sunday, when Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, said homelessness numbers are heavily impacted by the fact we're seeing many people seek protection in our country. Now, he defended those comments while attending the UN General Assembly in New York. Take a listen.
But I did absolutely, as you say there, make the point that there is no doubt that there is a link between the migration challenge we face and the homeless challenge. Not the entirety of homelessness, of course there's not. But if you look at the figures, for example, for the month of July in Dublin, the single biggest reason people gave for presenting at Dublin Homeless Services was exiting direct provision. If you look at the figures for Dublin over the summer months, I think June, but this is generally often over months, you'll see that around 22-24% of people who present come from countries outside the European Economic Area, and I think around a similar percentage from either the UK or the EU. So the point I was making, and I stand by very, very much so, is that over the last number of years we've seen a growing population. Over the last number of years, we've seen many people come to our country. I did point out in that interview and reiterate again today, immigration is a good thing. Our country benefits from immigration. But it is important to unpack an issue when you want to try and bring about solutions to it. And when I became Taoiseach, I promised the people of Ireland that I was going to try and apply common sense. And there's absolutely no doubt that a rising population and a rising number of people coming to our country, of course, has an impact on supply. Of course, it's not the fault of anybody. It's not to apportion blame, and it's certainly not to apportion blame to vulnerable people, not in any manner or means. But the figures speak for themselves, and the data is there for all people to see.
Kitty Holland is with me. She's the social affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. And Kitty, I know you have been crunching the numbers to discern whether there is a link between people exiting emergency accommodation, or rather direct provision, once granted asylum and have refugee status, and homeless figures. So what have you found?
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose there's a number of processes people go through between seeking asylum and getting into direct provision, and if they're lucky enough to do so and don't end up in a tent along the canal, and if they're granted or recognised as a refugee or given, you know, recognised with leave to remain, then trying to get out of direct provision. So, I mean, Mr. Harris said that the homelessness numbers are heavily impacted by the fact we're seeing people seek asylum. So I suppose I was looking at whether, asylum seekers figure in the homelessness figures at all in the first place. And indeed, they don't. They're invisible in the homelessness figures.
Okay.
They're not counted in the homelessness figures that we hear every month. And, you know, the homelessness figures are spiralling. They are going up, but asylum seekers aren't counted in those, and nor indeed are the people who would consider themselves homeless who are couch surfing, some people sleeping rough on the streets, whether they're Irish or asylum seekers, women and children in domestic violence refuges, or people who have been granted leave to remain and refugee status and would also consider themselves homeless because they can't access a home and they're stuck in the direct provision centre. So they're not counted in the homelessness figures. But then if you do look then at once, you know, people are granted asylum or leave to remain, they then would be looking to get into housing, and they are increasingly showing up in the homelessness figures. So when I looked at the figures yesterday, the numbers come, you know, seeking emergency housing who've come from direct provision are now in Dublin accounting for the highest single proportion, and they're accounting for I'm just looking at the figures here. They're now accounting for almost 30% of homelessness, new presentations into homelessness. Sorry, I'm getting a bit garbled. So yeah. In July, of the 224 adults who presented as newly homeless in Dublin, 29%, 67 of those were homeless as a result of leaving direct provision. And that had gone up from in July 2023, a year ago, just 14. So that was 9%. So that is a significant increase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, just to try and kind of distill all that down for people. And I should say, if they want to go through all that in more detail, you've been writing about this and I kind of read it first thing this morning, one of the first things I read in the paper today. So it's in the Irish Times. But asylum seekers, not included. Absolutely. So we can kind of set that aside. Yeah. Any link there. People who are
kind
of...
They don't impact the homelessness figures at all.
They do not at all. We can categorically say that. People who have been granted asylum and are exiting the direct provision system are reporting in greater numbers, and there has been a significant increase. Though I think it's probably only fair to point out it's still 30%. 70% are still not in that category.
Yeah, I mean, 70% of the people newly presenting as homeless adults are not in that category. They're coming from, overcrowding conditions, notices to quit by landlords, discharge from hospitals, coming out of prisons, all these people who are, coming into the system looking for housing and not being able to access it. The vast majority are not coming out of direct provision. And I suppose one of the points worth making is that those coming from direct provision, there's huge pressure on people in direct provision who have status to get out of direct provision. Mm. The Minister, Roderick O'Gorman, is under huge pressure to find beds for the large numbers of people coming seeking asylum. And we've seen, that they've made the decision in December last year not to offer accommodation automatically to anyone who's male and single coming looking for asylum. So that's what they to try and curtail the numbers seeking beds. So there's push factors happening all over the place, causing, I suppose, the spiralling homelessness numbers.
John Lannan is with us as well, who's the CEO of Durus. Durus are an NGO providing supports to those in the migrant community. John, what do you make then of the Taoiseach's comments, given as Kitty outlines, it is a minority in terms of the numbers presenting, but the numbers presenting coming from direct provision are growing. So there is an impact.
Indeed, yes. The Taoiseach's initial comments were quite unhelpful and potentially misleading. He said there was a link between immigration and the rising rates of homelessness, which implies that migrants are to blame for the 14,000 homeless people in Ireland to some extent, and that's simply not the case. Now, he did go on to, double down, as some of the media outlets have said, but clarification perhaps in some other respects, that he said that the homeless figures were heavily impacted by the fact we're seeing many people seeking protection in our country. Now, as Kitty has said, people leaving direct provision are increasingly showing up in the homeless figures, 29% of newly presenting homeless people in Dublin. But that's still only 67%. If we look at the latest Department of Housing report, there were 14,429 people needing emergency accommodation in July, and the number of individuals in the Dublin region were 10,487. So the numbers of people coming through direct provision into the homeless environment is still relatively low in overall terms, but it is... it is something that has to be addressed in the context of the accommodation being provided to protection applicants as well, because there's certainly, we know from our work in Durus, that there are people that are desperately trying to get out of direct provision or emergency accommodation who can't do that. So the many of the centres that should be available for people who are entering are not available, and consequently there are 2,700 protection applicants who are on the streets now, and as Kitty also said, they are not included in the homeless figures.
So I get the long and the short of this, John, and this is my interpretation, and you could agree or disagree all you want. The long and the short of it, as I see it, is that people exiting direct provision who have been granted asylum in this country, they are impacting the numbers. But the fact remains, if all of those people vanished off the face of the earth tomorrow, our homelessness figures would still be increasing.
I think that's a really important point, that by if we didn't have people coming into the country seeking international protection, we've still got over 10,000 people. We've got 14,429 in total that are homeless, but the vast majority of those are not people who have come from other parts of the world. We do have obligations to ensure that people can continue to come here to seek protection. This is something that's enshrined in Irish law. This is something that's increasingly prevalent in the world today, as we see the numbers of wars, the persecution that's happening around the world when we look at Gaza, Sudan, etc. So we're always going to have that obligation. We're always going to have people entering into the country. And in the same way as the government, and whatever government we have after this one, needs to ensure that there's housing available for Irish people, they need to ensure that it's also available for people who come here seeking protection.
John Lannan, the CEO of Doris, Kitty Holland, social affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.